EXJ, N4IQ.
EXJ, go ahead.
Okay, I think I heard your call right. KXA. All right, well, good afternoon. Name here is Bill. I'm on 385, going home. And I'm near Stinsonville. Over.
Okay, over in Taylor's, and the name is Jim, Juliet India Mike, and the call is KA2 Kilo Alpha 2 Tango X-ray Juliet. And I was wondering if you'd give me a quick signal report. Just put this little TYT mobile here in the car with a magnet mount, and I was wondering how it was doing.
You're full quieting, and the audio is very good.
Sound pretty good as well. A little picket fencing there, but I guess Simpsonville may kind of be at the fringe of their coverage area.
Parts of it are really good, and other parts are pretty bad. So, and typically, even though this rig will run 50 watts, I usually only run about 5, and that's why I'm running right now with an outside of an antenna mag mount. That's probably part of it as well.
Repeater 100%, and that may explain it. I mean, fully readable. Actually, pretty good for 5 watts.
Hold on. Okay, I bumped that up just a little bit. Never hurts. I just, most time I'm just riding in the area, and I don't see any reason to use more than 5 watts. Usually it's full quieting. But just got off 385 on, I'm on West Georgia right now. And to go home, I go through Simpsonville and then down East Georgia. And I'm actually not, my home's not too far from Whittier Road. I hate to say that word, but it's true.
Okay, I didn't catch that last part, but I hate to say that word. What was that?
Woodruff Road.
May never be spoken. Yeah, that's never a good place to be.
Okay. So, I actually don't come this way too often. I'm retired, so most afternoons I'm not even out on the road. But, I volunteer for at a location that's across town over near Cherrydale. So it's about a 45-minute drive back. So going through some training today and tomorrow. Boy, it's a pretty day. Just absolutely beautiful.
Clear blue sky. Coolish, but comfortable. Nice thing. So I heard you say you were retired and doing some training today?
I've been retired about 3.5 years now. The age here is 74. And I volunteer over at Animal Care. It's the Greenville County Animal Shelter. And we had somebody from out of town come in and get some training. And now I can jump through hoops and I can go fetch a ball.
Very handy for training the other animals. That's nice that you do that, though. That's a good thing. I'm retired myself almost 2 years, but working with animals is good. We have a couple of rescue cats at home.
Good for you. Yeah, I've got a couple dogs, and between the dogs the cats that we have indoors all the time, and the outdoor cats. We have 8 right now cats.
That's a lot of cats. I'm afraid that if I volunteered at a place like that, I would want to take them all home.
That volunteer out there feel that way, but of course you can't do that. A lot of times I feel like I've already done it.
But a major contribution to making homes for some pets. I'm sure they appreciate it.
Care and some of the other organizations like Animal Care Shelters have a program where they call it Dogs Playing for Life, where they have organized group play for the dogs. Try to nothing else, just make the lives better, let them outside, play with other dogs, but there's good ways and bad ways to do that. So the trainer we had today she's really good. She's got her PhD in behavioral sciences and education, and I tell you what, she knows a lot about dogs, how they act and how you should get them to interact. So today it's all about reading dogs, being able to look at them and read their body language and their actions and try to figure out what they're thinking and how they're communicating, because they do communicate really well, especially between themselves, but they communicate pretty good with people. And then how to take that knowledge and when you get them out to play together, how you can make their interactions enjoyable, stress-free as opposed to stressful, which is a lot of times that's what happens. You think you're helping them, and actually you're stressing them out. So anyway, so tomorrow we get hands-on practice and stuff like that. I've been doing this for about a year and a half, but there's so much to learn in doing some of this. It's actually very surprising. Over.
It's very interesting, actually, especially if you're a animal lover, as apparently you are, that make a regular dog whisperer out of you.
But what I've learned is everybody has a theory, and a lot of the theories say dog whisperer doesn't know what he's doing from a theory standpoint. Now he gets results, obviously, but some of the common notions are, a lot of them recently have been disproved, and just like anything else, medicine, psychology, doesn't matter what it is, science, what is absolute truth today is, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, has all been replaced by something else.
Man, that's for sure. So the dog whisperer doesn't have all the answers, huh? Wow, that's surprising.
There's no such thing as an alpha dog when it comes to the domesticated dogs. Wolves, yeah, but not domesticated dogs. They're just different. Psychology and everything. The breeding has changed all that.
So dogs basically want to please their owners or caretakers?
That's not ultimately their goal in life, but they do. You know, treated right. But they don't have a hierarchy like wolves in a wolf pack, and there's an alpha and all that. They do not, left to their things, they don't create a wolf, you know, dog pack. Although there may be some dogs that lead some other dogs astray, they've done a lot of studies recently, and their dogs are not pack animals.
So it's been bred out of them over the centuries and centuries of their domestication?
Yeah, that's right. And there's been a lot of recent studies to prove that's correct. And the guy that came up with the theory, I can't remember his name right now, who studied the dogs and everything and said there's alpha dogs, he has since retracted his statement and some of the theories in his book, and said he wished he'd never had published it.
Wow. Something. That's very interesting. Well, I'm just about home, so I'm going to sign for now and appreciate the chat. Maybe I'll catch a pass through one time again in the future. So I didn't quite catch your call. Again, the call here is Kilo Alpha 2 Tango X-Ray Juliet. Juliet India Mike is the name. And I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, well, nice talking to you. The call is N4IQ, N4 Italy, Quebec. And again, the name is Bill. Good timing. I'm less than 5 minutes away, so I'll be getting out of here. Anyway, you have a great afternoon. Enjoy the chat. Hope we can do it again. N4IQ, QRT.
Thanks, Bill. KA2TXJ.
WJHU monitoring via Echo Link. W4JHU disconnecting Mecca.